You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, It's Hard to See the Bigger Picture When You Are Standing in the Frame. You've been there, stuck in a problem, tangled in emotions, or unsure of what's really going on. Friends may offer helpful insights. Mentors may spot your problem instantly. Yet to you, it feels like you're wandering in a fog. Why? It's hard to see the bigger picture when you're standing in the frame. This simple statement captures a profound truth. When you're too close to something, your perspective is limited. Whether it's a career decision, a relationship issue, or a personal struggle, being in it makes it difficult to observe it objectively. So I say when you're in it, you cannot observe it. Now here's the challenge of perspective. Imagine staring at a painting from just a few inches away. You can make out the brush strokes, the colors, and the textures. But can you see the full image? No. You cannot see the full image being so close. That's impossible until you take a few steps back. Life works the same way. When you are immersed in a situation, you are often flooded with emotions, assumptions, and self-narratives that cloud your judgment. It's only with distance and a change in your point of view that clarity begins to emerge. Why you struggle to step back. Ego attachment. In psychology, your ego is your sense of yourself that protects you in the external world. It helps you function socially and make decisions that balance impulses and expectations. Your ego often gets entangled with your experiences. When you are in the middle of a challenge, you just don't see the situation as something happening. You see it as who you are. The truth is you are not your problems. Your true identity is deeper and more resilient than any single moment in your life. You also struggle to step back because you fear what you might see. Gaining a new perspective from a new point of view can be uncomfortable. What if stepping back reveals something you don't want to see? That kind of fear is a very powerful negative response. Many times staying immersed in the problem feels safer than facing what objectively viewing it might uncover if you step back and look at it from a different perspective. You also struggle to step back because you're busy and distracted. You are so caught up in reacting that you forget to reflect. Modern life doesn't leave much room for reflection. You are constantly bombarded with information, tasks, and notifications. You run from one obligation to the next, barely pausing to breathe or think deeply. This constant motion keeps you stuck in a negative reactive mode, never giving you the space to step out of the frame and look at the bigger picture. Here are some tools to step out of the frame. Consider these three tools. Number one, change your perspective to that of a neutral observer. Albert Einstein, the famous physicist, was quoted as saying, "No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it." Thus, you cannot observe the situation, event, or person clearly if you don't change your perspective and consciousness to that of a neutral observer. A neutral observer is someone who perceives a situation, event, or person from a new, higher point of view in a higher and expanded level of consciousness. A neutral observer views the situation, event, or person from a perspective of not interfering with the situation, event, or person. A neutral observer also views the situation, event, or person without any intent to change or alter the situation, event, or person. Number two, apply discernment from your perspective of a neutral observer. Discernment is defined as a perception in the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. For example, when you apply discernment to a situation, event, or person, you are seeking facts and truth about the situation. Discernment is about seeking understanding and insights about a situation, event, or person. Discernment is about seeking the truth about a situation, event, or person. Discernment is about making a decision about a situation, event, or person without being influenced by the behavior of others. Number three, view the frame of your life as part of a larger picture. Recognizing a larger picture in the frames of your life helps you recognize patterns in your life. This helps you break negative cycles in your life rather than staying trapped in them. When you step back and view your larger picture, you can begin to see the reoccurring themes that shape your experiences, how you respond to stress, how you seek validation, how you avoid discomfort, etc. These frames are not random. They are patterns that make up the larger picture of your life. Recognizing them from a neutral observer perspective with discernment allows you to break cycles rather than repeat them. Your life isn't just a series of isolated events. It's a rich, dynamic, living canvas. Changing your perspective by stepping out of the current frame of your life and viewing the larger picture will help you create a positive impact in your life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.